This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just had a drink of lemonade, right? It's always a great way to start the hour. Let's have a drink. I'll drink to that. 7 after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 5th of August. How do you do? I am Doug Steffen, radio personality, radio guy, radio hero. I guess it depends on who you are and where you are. So the ladies are both absent today. Jennifer Horn's mother, fortunately, has an issue, and Mary, as would be the case of every good daughter, who's taking care of her mother. Hold a good thought for her mom. Meanwhile, Victoria Keelan has been wiped out by the hurricane. And the hurricane did its, it really did a number down in our originating studio in Washington at Radio America. It's pretty wild. And because Victoria's right on the ocean, on the beach in New Jersey, it did a number there as well, knocking out all kinds of communication. They haven't gotten it back yet. So moving up the coast, we had the hurricane here in Massachusetts yesterday, but it didn't really. It was winds of 30, 40 miles an hour, knocked some tree limbs down. One of the things that I really find about, you find out about people is that there's always a way to test somebody's mettle. So with the wind here, and because the trees have all the leaves on them, they catch the wind. In the wintertime, you get a big storm, there's no leaves. You know, once in a while, a tree will blow over, but not very often. But in a late summer, or isn't it awful I'm talking about late summer? Midsummer. Let's call it midsummer storm. Lots of leaves, and so it has its impact. So I was driving around doing my thing yesterday, working on getting things for the farm, and so every time I'd come to a place on the road where there was a tree limb or something, a branch had fallen, I'd get out of my truck and I'd push it out of the way. And invariably, somebody would come along and be annoyed with me because I stopped to clear the road so that people could pass. One guy blew his horn at me, flashed his lights at me, gave me the finger, and I thought to myself, what kind of a world do we live in where some people, it's not the majority of people, but the fact that there are any people, well, if we didn't have people like this, maybe we wouldn't appreciate all the good ones. But there are a-holes in the world, and every day there's a different way to prove it, and so you have that to deal with. We didn't have a whole lot of bad weather here where I was, other than a lot of rain and wind, and it was good because we needed the rain. Further west from here, up in the northwest part of the state, up into Vermont, and in pretty much the storm, when it hit New York City, went right up the Hudson River, and boy, did it move fast. It was moving about 40 miles an hour. There were all kinds of tornadoes. We had tornado warnings out here for about 4 or 5 hours, actually. They didn't amount to anything. There were a few tornadoes that flipped, but if you look at the path of the hurricane, and then you look at where Victoria lives, and from that point up north, actually, somewhat west and north, there were tornadoes everywhere. I mean, they didn't last long. They weren't very significant, but they were all over the place because storms like this always spawn, usually on the back end of them, tornadoes because of the pressure, the barometric pressure, and whatever else is pushing at it from the west. So anyway, it seems to have been something that wasn't as negative as it might have been, and so it started in the Caribbean, as they always do, but it didn't hit Florida like most of them do. So therefore, I am fortunate to have the services of actor, best-selling author, and radio personality Laura Banks to spend the time with us today.
Good morning.
And yes, good morning to you. So you're not living in Florida. How often do you find that you are quote unquote worried about the weather? About things like this. It's hot, humid, and that sort of stuff. You live with that.
Barely, yeah. I hate the summer down here. It's just our winter. But, you know, half a dozen times a year, I'll be concerned. There'll be a notice of having to watch the Weather Channel, and they're complete, often, overreaction.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're also a very accomplished astrologer. You learn a lot. Mm-hmm. You know a lot about people. You've grown up in the Midwest, so mm-hmm. you have you have a real connection to lots of different great values, and you have understand how people think. So mm-hmm. if I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about this. These people who would blow their horn at me because I was trying to help clear the road off. Mm-hmm. What is there that do we need to, if we look at their astrological background, and can we figure out, okay, this person is going to be kind of an a-hole through his life, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Do you wonder what it is that motivates people to be that nasty?
Yeah, it's just completely out of my understanding how someone can go through life and be that way, and it has nothing to do with you. That is how they treat everyone, and they have, and often they were treated that way. They saw that from childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just their life. It's what they know.
Yeah.
But it literally could be anybody, and they're road ragers, and it's just completely unchartered anger that never bothered, looking under the hood, where just mm-hmm. like, why am I this way? I'm going to go to a therapist, or I'm really pissing people off a lot. I'm going to pay attention and
help yourself
fix it,
get some help, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's really bullying. It's like that's how they get their way, and that's what they do.
Yeah, and that seems to play its way into our lives in many different, the whole business about the COVID and how we're treating it and mm-hmm. what we need to make people healthier, and this whole business that I find very distressing. Say what you will about Trump one way or the other, mm-hmm. but the key to defeating COVID already exists. It has been mm-hmm. proven. I'm looking at something today that's in Newsweek magazine this week. The using of hydrochloroquine, I never pronounce it right, the combination of
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, that and the Z-Pak, used in the right circumstances, the right doses and that sort of thing, takes care of this thing 99.9% of the time. But because there has been, because Trump and his, whatever it is that seems to, people who think he vilifies everything, including the rain, anything he touches, anything he talks about is bad, it's poison. So this thing has become, the ignorance around this is stupefying. And I guess back to the human condition, because you're someone who spends a lot of time helping people out, mm-hmm. how is it that this gets people, why is there this such a lightning rod in anybody, taking Trump as an example, but just looking at the situation, why would you put the rumor or the politics or the negative personality over helping people? This is astounding to me, that people would be that angry, that motivated to stay away from something just because he said, maybe we should look at this. It's mind-blowing.
Well, I saw some of this information on that hydroxychloroquine, and is this for real? It really is working? I mean, why is Fauci not behind it? Why is all the rest of the team not around it? I'm stupefied by the truth of that drug.
Yeah.
I find often Trump is not someone I can trust, and he's just completely destroyed any believability because of just the crazy stuff he's been doing.
But see, that's not thinking it through. So he may do a lot of crazy stuff, but that doesn't mean that everything he says, especially when look at the fact that The Lancet, for example, which is probably the most respected journal of medicine in the world, at first said, you don't want to use this stuff. And then they had to eat their words. About 3 weeks later, they took it all back and said, well, we've looked at this, and doctors have told us, and we've looked at the research, and we were wrong.
And well, if that's true, I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
Why would you say if that's true? It is true.
I saw the same video of a woman. I got sent, my friend who's a nutritionist sent me a video of a woman explaining this, that low doses of the hydroxychloroquine can wipe it out. Not to worry, this has happened. She's crying as she's speaking, and she runs like a 6,000 person clinic, and she says, I don't understand why this isn't getting out to people. This is what the drug does. I just looked at that a few days ago, so I need to look at the New England Journal of Medicine. I need to do the work you've done. But if that's true, I agree. The first thing I thought was, that's too bad that it came from Trump. It's just too bad, because if that's true, then we're idiots.
But how is it that, but we get into this position of discrediting things just because of who said it. And maybe that's part of human nature. Again, you make a living out of talking to people and analyzing things in their life that need to be analyzed so that it helps them move along from one place to another, get from
right.
a bad place to a better place.
Right.
And we certainly are all in a bad place, worse than we were a year ago in many different ways. And you wonder when it all will change. As a matter of fact, because you are an astrologer, you've looked at this and explained for people who listen to our Your Hidden Power show that you share with me.
Yeah, I rather
share. You've talked a lot about what is in the stars, what is going on, whether people believe in astrology or not. We've certainly seen what's going on when this started, where the stars were, what's going along the path now and where we're headed, and things seem to be pretty consistent. You want to spend a minute just talking about what it is that you know, the influence I've talked on the air about how the stars are in the same alignment they were in during our Revolutionary War, Revolutionary period, when we declared our independence, and then before that, it was the end of the Roman Empire, where all the stars were in the same place. So, so what does it mean for us at this moment and moving forward?
And the Spanish flu, the stars just look just like this.
1918, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Keys of Synchronicity, it's a great book that goes into that, but, you know, it's a historical phenomena that nature repeats itself. And right now we're in a conjunction of planets, you know, I don't want to get too jargony, but,
yeah.
You know, this is a 5,000-year-old science, okay, so this is an extraordinary thing. Einstein believed in it, many, many world leaders that you don't know about.
I believe in it. I'm a world
you
leader.
You know, oh, I know, and you're a world leader, yes, yeah, yes, of your
sure
own
I
little
am.
Country. Yeah.
That's
and,
it. Country of Doug.
Yes, so Jupiter is the expansive planet, and it's conjuncting Pluto, which is Plutonian by nature, revolutionary. So, unfortunately, Jupiter is expanding that Plutonian energy, and then smack in the middle of that is Mr. Saturn, and Saturn is the taskmaster or the disciplinarian or the hard lessons. And so Jupiter typically in a chart will give relief and benefits and cornucopia and angel work. I mean, thank God that Jupiter is there, because I really believe this is going to be such a powerful, positive force of change at the end, and it already has been. And so while it looks dark, it really is light work. It is light work.
So
but you don't see it. The dark
yeah.
is over on top of the light, but the light worker of the Jupiter angel is working.
So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, my
the
gosh,
question,
such a better... At the end of this, we're going to be... Well, personally, we're all going through a revolution, because we're having to sit home and go, who the heck am I? Who am I married to? Do I like my dog? So we're all in that world. There's just no way getting around. You've got more time to spend by yourself and sort yourself out. And there's just no way getting around. At the end of that, you're going to be on track to something different maybe than you were before, with more understanding, unless you're a complete zombie sitting around eating potato chips and watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which comes on at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, oh, perfect. There you go. All right, here we have the day summarized. So light at the end of the tunnel, things are better. There's a rainbow at the end, kind of.
There has to be. If Jupiter wasn't there, I'd be like, all right, go to the bunker.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not married, but I do love my dog. And for that reason, I tell people about the MyPillow pillow for pets. Your pet can enjoy the same comfort as you enjoy with your MyPillow. The pet bed is one of the things that you can get when you go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and you get, actually, you can get two of them. BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. It's one of the many things that's on sale right now that you can take advantage of by using the DJV code. Again, MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. Promo code DJV. Dog pillow. Who needs a dog pillow? Your dog needs a dog pillow. I have one for Daisy May, and she likes it. You got to wash it every once in a while, because that's what's good about them. You can wash everything that comes from MyPillow. Everything's made in America. The cotton that's used is A number one, whether it's the towels, the sheets, the covers. It's all there, the best possible circumstances. From getting an American outfit is that it's guaranteed, get your money back if you don't like it, that sort of thing. MyPillow.com, the discount code DJV.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who couldn't? We can all use a little bit of love today, tonight. This is the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria are gone today, so I have Laura Banks visiting with us on the DJV program, and Kesha is visiting with us as well. Apparently, Kesha and her loyal cat, Mr. Peeps, are in a new video. They embark on a bonkers adventure in Kesha's new self-directed video. It's called For a Little Bit of Love. Video finds Kesha drifting off to sleep, dreaming up an array of globe-trotting escapades with a life-size Mr. Peeps. In this case, it's played by her boyfriend, Brad, wearing a giant cat's head. The mask sounds like a bad version of Cats on Broadway, Laura. With the help of some technology, Kesha and Peeps rob a bank, pop champagne on the Venice canals, rampage through New York City like Godzilla, roam the deserts on chickens, and finally venture off into space. My God, this film is a friend of mine.
That's a trip.
I was going to say, what the heck is she on?
That happened to me. I think I took a tab of that once.
Oh, yeah. Did you really? Yes, maybe. In your younger years, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kesha, Brad, and the real Mr. Peeps, who cameos in the video, filmed the clip at the stars at Kesha's home using just an iPhone. They then sent the footage to co-director Jonah Best, who edited the video and added special effects. So, this song, Little Bit of Love, appears on Kesha's most recent album, High Road, which was released in January. Last month, Kesha teamed up with L.A. singer-songwriter Rabel for a new song called Since I Was Young. These two had worked before on multiple songs on Kesha's Rainbow album, as well as High Road. Are you a fan of Kesha's, Laura?
I don't know her work as well, but this is not like the song. I know who
is.
Yeah.
To me, and I sound, the ladies and I always are talking about this, how things kind of all sound the same. A lot of stuff from a lot of the pop singers today sounds the same. To me, this is J-Lo.
Yeah, she doesn't sound like J-Lo to me. I kind of get some of these gals.
I understand, or I don't know if I understand, but I like the likes of Taylor Swift, for example. That I find
Taylor's incredible. Katy Perry's more. Very distinguishable, too.
Yeah. All right, next up here on the DJV program, 26 after the hour, a focus on the late Roy Clark, who was one of my favorites, having started out in the colorful music world country music world. Roy Clark was always a part of my early radio career. His skillful guitar playing and exuberant personality were highlights of his weekly appearances on Hee Haw. Remember him on Hee Haw?
Yeah.
That whole show? But he was very versatile in all kinds of ways. He had a recording career, spanned more than five decades. And so now the fruits of his studio labor are featured in an 18-track collection that will represent the only in-print compilation of his best-known songs in their original hit versions. Released by a company called Kraft Recordings, Roy Clark's Greatest Hits going to make its CD debut in September. Also be available via streaming services. He was a prodigious talent, no question. He was as a kid. He actually made his first appearance at Grand Ole Opry at 17. Have you ever been to the Grand Ole Opry, Laura?
No.
Oh, what a fabulous experience. Yeah, he was on the stage. I sang with Skeeter Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
One night. Oh, my God. Anyway, he started the Grand Ole Opry. Then he went into television in Washington in 63. He took the Bill Anderson composition, The Tips of My Fingers, into country's top 10, following it 6 years later with one of his own tunes, Yesterday When I Was Young. And that's what this is. This is such a fabulous song.
Oh, it's such a great song.
Oh, my God, what a great song. This is Roy Clark in our focus. Most people remember him, though, with Buck Owens on Hee Haw.
Yeah, I did not know any of this, that he was this prolific.
Yep, great. 28 after the hour here on today's DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm Isa E is now a post-tropical cyclone after leaving at least 6 people dead and more than 3 million customers without power. The storm came ashore Monday night in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then weakened as it quickly moved up the East Coast. 2 people were killed by a storm-spawned tornado in North Carolina. 3 were killed by falling trees in Maryland, New York City, and Delaware. Another person died when her car got caught in floodwaters in Pennsylvania. The storm now dissipating over Canada. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves yesterday issuing a new executive order mandating state residents always wear a mask when leaving their homes. And
I will sign an executive order that requires the use of masks by all adults and all children in our schools.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Another artist takes action against President Trump for using his art. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. The suit is also seeking statutory damages.
And the U.S. Census Bureau is stopping its count ahead of schedule. The 2020 census will conclude on September 30th, as officials say they want to crunch the numbers so they can meet a December 31st deadline. But only 6 out of every 10 households in America have been counted so far. The new deadline means there are less than 2 months left to collect that information. You can collect information about us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk, the time continues to... Is it fleet? Time is fleeting? What is
that? Yeah, time's fleeting.
That's right, yeah. All right, 34 at the hour on the 5th of August, which is a Wednesday this year. Next year it'll be a Thursday, right? Or does it go backwards? I forget.
I think it goes forward.
So the 5th of August next year will be a Thursday. All right, got it.
Okay.
Thank you. 3 months from my birthday. Hooray.
Yay.
I want to celebrate something. We're here to celebrate today, however. And the good things, there are good things happening, bad things happening. I'm happy Laura Banks is here. I'm not happy that Jennifer is out today in Victoria for various reasons. Both ladies are gone, things that couldn't be avoided. So I've asked Laura to spend some time with us. She's an accomplished actress and radio personality. She knows, you actually are a descendant of the Barrymores. Mm-hmm. How does that get plugged in?
Well, so my grandmother was Adele Drew. Her maiden name was Drew. Yeah. And there
as
is...
Drew Barrymore.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
And it's in the family Bible, the list of... There's like 9 brothers, and one of them from the Adele Drew grandmother relates back to John Drew. There was James B. Drew, a man who ran away to be in the Civil War. My relative, but yeah. So it's on my grandmother's. It's the Drews from my grandma, And yeah, and we didn't really talk about it much because I had a drinking problem. But I grew up to become an actress anyway. So
well, there you go. And you were in, you were, I love making this reference to you, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yes, I was.
Where Ricardo Montalban played Khan, the bad guy. Laura was his girlfriend. And,
well,
therefore,
they don't know really what I was. In Time magazine, I was an accoutrement.
Oh, you were? Oh, nice to know that.
Yeah, that's great, right?
Yeah, right. You have written several books, including Breaking the Rules and Your Big Fat Something or Other. I remember
Embracing
that.
Embracing Your Big Fat Ass.
Yeah.
Did you say that? Yeah.
Yeah, good. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, a lot of comedy background, so just to defend myself, stand up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's good. And practice is really well practiced and learned in the astrology world. The good news and the bad news today. Good news for most people who are objective. The maintenance backlog on our parks in this country has been a problem for a long time through both Democratic and Republican administrations. I've long maintained that we have way too much land. The government owns too much land. They control too much land. And as a result, there are some reasons that it's good for the government to control and administer much of what we have, but open farmland that's being held hostage away from farmers, family farmers who could be using it to grow more food. As we get down the pike here a little bit, I've said this many times, and we're looking at it right now. We don't have enough food. Look at what's happened since COVID started. We didn't have enough food to feed ourselves. And if we continue down the road of government control of so much land, where these bureaucrats say, well, you can't, you know, one bureaucrat will say, I've had this experience on my farm, because the Bureau of Land Management owns some land not too far from me, about 3,000 acres, and it's a habitat, it's, you know, it's all the wildlife stuff, and that's cool, but there was no reason. There was a 35-acre field that was just sitting there. And I wanted to use it to grow corn to feed my cows, and they wouldn't let me. And so I started looking into all of the land, the federal land. I haven't paid any attention to that, and why would you? You just think, oh, this is great. We have trails and paths, and we can walk. But you know what? You can protect and respect the species that need to be protected and respected and still not keep everybody off the land. It's one of these great American fake-outs. That, you know, you need, oh, we got to protect the land because of the species and the habitat. You can do both if they're done well, and farmers do respect and know the land for the most part. Not all farmers are the same, but for the most part, they need to protect the land for their own survival. Because if they don't have good land producing good products, good food, good produce, then they don't make any money.
Well, you just don't hear about this story. I've not heard about this. This is amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, the president signed a bill that establishes a fund to support deferred maintenance projects on federal lands. But the other side of this coin is that's good because they need to be maintained. But because if you look at the budget, if you look at the tens of millions of dollars every year that's spent for people to maintain the land, people to protect the land, why is this not being done as a matter of course? It's like a lot of other things. Well, it's not my job. Well, it ought to be your job. Whoever's writing the job description, there are plenty of people who are driving around in those park ranger trucks that really aren't doing it. There's another level of police. The park police, park ranger. Well, you know, come on.
What does this thing do that the president signed?
It's a $3 billion a year act. It's called the Great American Outdoors Act that pays for land and water conservation, preserves access to public lands, supposed to cover the estimated $20 billion maintenance backlog on federally owned lands, including national parks and forests. And I maintain that if farmers were using some of the land, they'd maintain it. We wouldn't be paying this as much as we have to. But why hasn't it been maintained all along? People have jobs. It was their job to maintain the land. And that's kind of why I'm not happy about this.
Yeah.
Anyway, supporters call it the most significant conservation legislation enacted in a half a century. House and Senate cleared both bills by overwhelming bipartisan margins. Matter of fact, John Lewis was the original sponsor of the measure. And in fact, with all of the tributes for him, the focus on him, one of the reasons it passed was because out of respect for him, they seemed to, okay, well, if there was opposition, we'll push it aside because taking care of something he liked was more important. So, did you happen to see the tribute to him on CBS last night?
I did not.
No. Yeah. It was an hour tribute to him. There are things in there. I think, frankly, it wouldn't have taken place. This tribute for him and his life wouldn't have taken place were it not for Black Lives Matter.
That's
and that's maybe a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing. Depends on your point of view. I don't know how acknowledging the good work that somebody did is a bad thing. I just think that some of this stuff is over the top. But that happens all the time.
But is that a swing of the pendulum? Whenever you make a swing, you know it's a pendulum swing.
Right? Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that the business about the Great American Outdoors Act, good news, bad news is Virgin Atlantic has declared bankruptcy, which is a troubling thing. Run by Richard and owned by Richard Branson, or at least it was. 49% of it now is owned by Delta. But they filed for bankruptcy as a result of the disruption. This is by its very name, you know. Virgin Atlantic started about 35 years ago by Branson, who has a fascination with flying, obviously. The Virgin record business. You know about Branson and his background, right, Laura?
Oh, goodness, yes. From. Yeah.
He's a very smart guy. Delivering newspapers as a kid, and one of the newspapers he delivered was a music sheet, basically, and he started looking at it and wondering about music, and somehow or other he got into working for a store that sold music, and then he started writing stories about the music, and it emerged into him starting Virgin Music. And those stores all over England, and then they came to this country, and the guy made a ton of dough.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in a little town in England called Kidlington, outside of my daughter went to school in England. I have very close friends, and I remember driving through Kidlington all the time a young adult. You know, he's like wallpaper there. Nobody pays any attention to him, which is kind of the best thing.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, this is the second airline belonging to Branson that has filed for bankruptcy. Virgin Australia filed for bankruptcy earlier on. Delta made it clear that it wasn't going to save the airline. They're going to restructure it, hopefully, but they've cut lots of thousands of jobs. It's one of those, British Airways didn't like it. When Virgin Atlantic started flying, he bought four 747s, and he put them. He started service to Boston, New York, Miami, and Los Angeles. He hired at the time British Overseas Airways. At the time, made their pilots retire at the age of 60. So
what?
Branson said, okay, I'm hiring all ex-British Airways pilots. And so, because the rule had been changed to mandatory retirement being 65.
Okay.
So he hired every single cockpit had three former British Airways pilots, whether it was in the co-pilot seat or the engineer's domain difference. They all were full-fledged pilots, and that's how he started business. I remember flying the cockpit on a British Airways plane and a Virgin plane once when you used to be able to do that.
Oh, wow.
And it was quite an experience. But you see this, these companies like this are crumbling.
Well, I just wonder the future. Yeah, I mean, this hasn't been this bad since the terrorist attacks, September 11th, 2001.
Yeah.
And we really did see a big crack up back then. And I guess we recovered. I mean,
sure we did.
It went off by like $1.5 billion, and I guess I don't want to fly right now. I know people who are.
I'm going.
You fly?
Going to
you're fine with it. So it's up to person to person.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to L.A. I have some business to take care of, and I haven't seen my children, my grandchild, since March, the 19th.
And you leave your mask on the whole time? You leave your mask on?
On the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And they clean the air.
I bought a full face, all those plastic shield things and goggles to wear.
I have one of those.
One of the things that people realize, and Jack Stockwell, who is one of the doctors on the program here, has done a great job of pointing this out. Most of the problem that comes from the virus gets into your body through your eyes.
Eyes.
Not your nose, not your mouth, but through your eyes. And so we wear the mask to protect others from getting it if we haven't. That's what it's good for, although some people think it helps them, and if you think that, fine. I wear the mask because I think it's the polite thing to do, and I think it's also something that does help you from influencing other people's lives. But the real thing, the goggles, they look like welder's goggles. They look pretty silly.
They do, I know.
Yeah, they look pretty silly.
But that sounds like a sci-fi film, to contract a disease through your eyeballs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, in sports, former FDA commissioner talking about Major League Baseball and what's going on. You know, I think Major League Baseball is going to have a tough time making it through the 60 games that they're thinking about playing. Scott Gottlieb, who is the FDA commissioner, said he was talking about enforced protocols. And what they're having to do for Major League Baseball to enforce, you know, people have to do this in order to get the games played. A lot of players are opting out. Football players are opting out. So I wonder if we'll have a football season. Yeah. Anyway, the suggestion from Mr. Gottlieb is that the lack of enforced protocols foreshadow what may be seen if the schools, when they open up, are unprepared. The number of cases in Major League Baseball has the attention of a lot of people. Gottlieb says the Major League Baseball outbreaks show that this sort of thing can happen if schools are reopened without protocols and too soon. Mm-hmm. Gottlieb says that the league's lack of enforcement of protocols foreshadow what may be not only in schools, but I think in business in general. If you go to the mall, you wear a mask and do stuff, keep your distance. That's kind of the rule these days. I wonder, you're in Florida. What are they doing about opening schools down there?
Well, I think that, I don't know. I would be making it up. But I can tell you that, so I have a boyfriend, right? But he's moving out because he's decided he wants to live alone. And that's hard because I'm going to be alone then. And, I don't like being alone. But he doesn't like Major League Baseball anyway. And he thinks it's arrogant the whole way it started up, that they're all going to come back and everyone's going to get tested every other minute. When the rest of the country, we can't get a test. We can't get a test result for like 2 weeks. And these guys who are making millions of dollars can, pull one out of their, bag in the locker and give themselves. It's wrong.
The way of the world, my dear.
Yeah, money talks. And I don't know. I like baseball, but I do agree that there's something, but it's such a money-making thing. It's part of the economy, so you do want it to work.
ESPN and other Disney channels are going to be broadcast live on Fubo, F-U-B-O TV. I don't know what that is.
I never heard of it.
Yeah. All right. So I shouldn't ask you that question.
No, you shouldn't. Let me.
All right, what's on TV tonight? You got 5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Catfish, VH1. What a crazy show. Someone's not who they say they are on online, and you go out and you meet them, and they're a hairy guy instead of a girl. Yeah. Night at the Museum. Oh, my gosh. Love the movie. Encore.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Because Victoria is on the loose today, I'm not here. The job of being the technician falls to me. And so at least I have information that I can work my way through. For example, the folks at Honda have recalled... What in the world with my voice? Excuse me just for a second. These allergies are in the bunga. Honda has recalled 600,000 vehicles for faulty software. These are vans and SUVs. The faulty software that can, among other things, cause the backup camera to fail, the driver display to malfunction. The recalls will begin in September. So let's see. This affects certain Odysseys, manufacturer of the past couple of years, and also Passports that have been manufacturer of the past couple of years, and Pilots. These are three different models. I'm not a Honda fan. I don't know that much about Hondas, but I certainly know, you know, you see on the highway the various models. These three were outfitted with incorrect instrument panel control module software. Sounds like it's a spaceship, doesn't it, huh? Anyway, the fact these things are not working can cause the display to not show critical information like speed, engine oil pressure, and gear selector position until the car is turned off and on again. So it resets, apparently. The displays can also randomly reboot. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the malfunctioning software can prevent the backup camera from showing. Now, this reminds me, or makes me think, of how dependent we've become on technology. When I learned to drive, and probably when many of you learned to drive, there was none of this stuff. You had a gearbox on the floor, and you didn't have to worry about a display on the drive. Well, I mean, when automatic transmissions came in, yeah, you could see on the control panel, whether it was in drive or low or reverse or whatever it is. But are we becoming that dependent on all of this stuff so we can't think for ourselves? That's the problem with all the technology, in my mind anyway, that you don't use your own common sense. It's good to know what the engine oil pressure is, for sure, and it's good to know how fast you're going, but should that prohibit you from being able to drive the car? I think you do what you do. If you're a Honda owner, they'll be notifying you when you get the software fixed by a dealer. Apparently, it's not something somebody can say to you, well, do this and it'll be okay. So that's for Honda owners. Right now, here's a focus on the three people who were arrested in a recent Twitter hack.
The Geek Out. Last week, we gave some details behind the amazing hack of Twitter, posting a Bitcoin scam on the accounts of some of the world's most famous people. Since then, the FBI have arrested a 17-year-old Florida teen and two young adults and charged them with being responsible for not only the Bitcoin scam, which resulted in them effectively stealing more than $100,000 from about 30 people who fell for it, but also breaching Twitter's internal systems. According to Twitter, a phone phishing attack was successfully used to gain access to a few employees' credentials. The three face significant federal charges. The teen alone faces 30 felony counts. We've tweeted all the updated details over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Next up on Tech Talk is a focus on Google Play Music, sharing details of a timeline for the shutdown of Google Play Music. Access will be revoked in September for users in New Zealand and South Africa, and for users in all other regions in October. By the time we get to December, the service will shut down completely, after which you won't be able to transfer your content. Additionally, starting later this month, Google will no longer accept purchases for music within its Play Store. Google making these big moves now that its YouTube music service is in full swing. That's the replacement. Just a couple of months ago, started allowing Google Play Music users to transfer practically every facet of their libraries to this new service, including playlists and artists and albums and songs and purchased content, recommendations, uploads. Transferring all that content is as simple as opening the YouTube Music app for the first time. You see something similar to the screen posted above, but we have a how-to on the process if you need some assistance. That's at Google Play Music and through the other.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.